In today's halacha, we're going to discuss the laws and customs of mechiras chametz. Today, it's a custom amongst all Jewry that we sell our chametz through the rabbi to a Gentile for the period of Pesach. Is it necessary to do so? What's the root of it? The history of the sale? We'll discuss in today's lesson. So, the idea of this sale to a guy was first brought up a number of hundred years ago, about in the 1500s with the Drumas Hadeshin, where there was a certain person that wanted to keep his chametz over Pesach because it would be a great loss to destroy his whole business. And therefore, the Trumas Hadeshin arranged for him a sale to a guy to allow him to keep the chametz throughout Pesach through it being sold to the guy and really not being owned by him. That is the root and start of Mechiras Chametz. It, from there, began to be used in certain circumstances where people had many assets of chametz and they couldn't lose it, and therefore they used this sale towards a Gentile to be able to not lose their chametz and gain it back after Pesach. In later generations, including today's generation, it became widespread that everyone today does Mechiras Chametz, and even those that don't have chametz do so. Regarding if this sale is a real sale and you can sell actual chametz, the answer is yes. Although there are poskim that learn that the sale is only a chumer, or the sale is only works midrabanan, the Alter Rebbe rules in his Shulchan Aruch that the sale works biblically, and therefore you can sell actual chametz itself, and it actually belongs to the guy, and it is not a fake sale in any means whatsoever, and it is legal based on halachic terms, and as well as based on legal terms of the country. And therefore, when you do Mechiras Chametz, you have to know you are actually making a sale of all your Chametz towards the Gentile. Nevertheless, since there are those that are stringent, they try not to sell what's called Chametz Be'ain, actual Chametz, but they sell things that have a chashash, a suspicion of Chametz. Nevertheless, in Lubavitch, our custom is that we sell even actual Chametz, and we are not particular about this at all, as the sale is a real sale. Where is one to store his Chametz that is sold? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that all sold chametz has to be stored in a designated area that has a mechitza, an interval of 10 tefachim that stands in front of it. Practically, the custom is that we leave it in closets and the like, and we close them and tape them and write sold to the guy on them. And they should obviously be in an area that we will not come to open and take stuff from on Pesach. Regarding leaving chametz in the refrigerator or freezer, one should refrain from doing so, as number one, he does not have a mechitza in front of his chametz, it's just wrapped up. And number two, in the shtar mechira, it states that you rent out to the Gentile the area that the chametz is staying in. And thereby, you would actually be renting the fridge and freezer to the guy if you were to leave chametz there. And if you're renting it to the guy, you cannot use it as if it's yours. Rav Ashkenazi for Chabad every single year would arouse regarding this topic, and therefore it is proper that every person should refrain from leaving chametz in his refrigerator, even if it is wrapped up. Regarding retrieving something from the chametz closet, if you left something inside, the answer is it's mutter. The guy is not makbid for a Jew to go on occasion into the area that's designated to be sold to him and retrieve something that is not chametz and he would like to use. Like, for example, if someone left a hammer in the closet that he designated to be sold for the guy, so he can take it out if need be, as it's only on occasion. Regarding selling chametz through a rav of a different time zone, so being that the isra of achilas chametz and the isra of owning chametz begins in different areas based on their time zone, you have to make sure that the rav that you are selling chametz through is going to sell the chametz in a time zone that fits your time zone. For example, as we discussed in previous Yerim, if you're in Israel, you cannot sell your chametz through a rav in the United States, as he will only sell his chametz after the isra of chametz has already entered for you for several hours. And therefore, every person should make sure to sell his chametz through a rav of the same time zone as he is in. Regarding if one found chametz on Pesach, what is he to do? So in the shtar mechira of chametz of recent generations, it states explicitly that included in the sale is all types of chametz, even crumbs that have no market value. And based on this, legally and halachically, any chametz you find on Pesach, even if it's a crumb or a pretzel, and it's dirty, belongs to the guy. And because of this, you're not allowed to burn it, as it's not yours to burn. As well, because of this, You're also not allowed to touch the chametz, because since you're not burning the chametz, so the chametz is considered muktzah even during Chol HaMoed. And therefore, the only thing that you can do is, as written in the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, is to use a broom or to use your feet to kick the chametz and bring the chametz to an area that's sold to the guy. For example, if you have a closet that's sold to the guy, so shove it into that closet. However, one is not to burn it, as the chametz is not his, even if it's a mere crumb. Regarding after Pesach, if one may eat chametz after Pesach prior to the conclusion of the sale back. So there's many contracts of sales that they write explicitly that you have permission to do so, and many Rabbanim and Peskim have publicized that there's no need to wait and you can begin eating chametz right away after Pesach. However, ideally, this is dependent on the dialect that the particular Rav who sold your chametz chose to use in his contract with the Gentile, and therefore every person can and should ask his Rav that's doing the sale for him if he is permitted to eat the chametz immediately after Pesach without needing to wait.